All right, hello and good day. It's that time of the week when we get to highlight one of the organizations in Montana supporting our service members, veterans, and their families. And it's great to once again have you join us for this week's podcast. I am Ryan Luco, Community Employment Coordinator for the VA Montana Healthcare System and the Homeless Vet Recovery Program, and your current host for the Montana Joining Community Forces Career and Transition Support Project podcast. Montana Joining Community Forces, better known as Montana JCF, is a statewide coalition of support for service members, veterans, and their families delivered through six functional key service areas, which includes our Career Key Service Area. The Career Key Service Area is a designated effort under Montana JCF that addresses the very broad category of career support, supporting individuals with education and training, employment, and small business ownership resources, connections, and supportive events. JCF also assists employers in their efforts to find, hire, and sustain service member, veteran, and spouse talent through the Montana JCF Employer Support Network. Our objective with this podcast is to bring you relevant information that may help you successfully transition to whatever stage is next in your career or journey. We know how important career can be in your pursuit to thrive or be of value to your community after military service. So we are here to support that effort by sharing stories, resources, and information that do just that. You may be thinking about transitioning to Montana after military service. You may be living in Montana looking for a new opportunity in the public or private sector, or you may be navigating through some trials and frankly, just don't know what to do next. A large part of our support includes helping those individuals through challenges associated with military service or just life in general. Whether it's past trauma, significant stress, anxiety, relationship issues, or health in general, there may be difficulties sustaining a job or being successful in a work environment. Our guests today, Karen Pearson and Mitch Krause, are the founders of Adaptive Performance Center in Billings. And I could probably fill a lot of this time just talking about APC by myself, just based on our time visiting and the stories I've heard, but I want our listeners to hear it from you guys. So you have a great thing going in Billings, and I want to share that with our listeners today so they can hear more about it. So thank you, Karen and Mitch, for joining me today. Let's do this.
Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Ryan.
It's great to have you guys here. So let's start out by just telling our listeners, sharing with them a little bit about you guys, your background, and maybe even the connection to the military, if we would.
Sounds good, Ryan. Well, I was a military wife. I was a Navy wife for about 22 years. And my husband got recalled to active duty right after 9/11. And then after that, I had a friend's husband who was one of the first Marine units deployed to Iraq. And when they started coming back, I started seeing a lot of issues that they were having. I am a licensed professional counselor, and I was in private practice at the time. And I started seeing all of the mental health problems, all of the family issues, job issues, life issues that they were having when they came back. And then several years later, I changed careers from mental health to physical fitness. And I started noticing that people were making changes in 4 or 5 personal training sessions that they hadn't made in 10 years on my couch. And it became very obvious to me the direct link between physical fitness and mental health. So that's part of my background that brought me to where Adaptive Performance Center is now.
And then my background kind of goes a little different direction. Military-wise, my father was in for 8 years during Vietnam era, and so he really went after it for those years. And then later on in my career, I guess, a few years back, I was in a huge car accident, and I had a definitely brain injury. And so it took me to dark places, call it PTSD, call it what you will, suicidal thoughts. But a friend of mine got a hold of me and we started working out. And every day I went to the gym 6 days a week. And it kept me from all those thoughts and bad places. And I realized then that I needed to help different people in their journey to get out of dark places. And physical fitness was where it was at. And that's where I went with this. And that's how it became APC.
Excellent. Well, stories in and of themselves are just powerful. So I love how we can apply our personal stories and use them to serve value, not only for our own recovery, but certainly for others as well. So thank you guys for what you do. And we'll get into that, obviously, but that's just, it's powerful. So I look forward to hearing more as we go on. So let's talk specifically about APC and how it came about, and just plain in general, what the heck is APC?
Well, the Adaptive Performance Center is a nonprofit fitness facility. We are, our mission statement is to make what seems impossible possible and eliminate veteran suicide through the use of physical fitness. And so we are a full-sized fitness facility with equipment, classes, all of that stuff. It came to pass a little bit. Mitch and I volunteered with a National Guard unit for about 5 years. We're going on our sixth year with this Guard unit here in Billings. And in the first 3.5 years we were with that unit, they had 6 people commit suicide. And one of them was the captain in charge of the suicide prevention program. And we knew that we needed to do something. This was just one small National Guard unit in Montana.
And that's where we thought we've got to do something about this. Because, you know, as those guys go to their job every day, being with the National Guard and everything, all right, suicide comes into play. Mr. Banker goes to work. He comes home. He doesn't think about suicide. But our National Guard unit, whether they're deployed or not, they have these thoughts. We needed to help this and correct this. 25 veterans or active duty people a day commit suicide in Montana. That is far too many.
Yeah, certainly suicide amongst the military and veteran ranks is an issue that's just tough to pin down. It's I guess I like to use the metaphor nailing Jell-O to the wall.
And very good. Very I much. Love that.
That's good.
Yeah. And you know, I think I personally, having been in this arena, I love what you guys do, obviously. And I think we've talked about this just in private conversations, but it warrants sharing here. But the physical fitness, the role of just being healthy and well, and active and engaged and connected to other people and the community, and, you know, having a strong family support structure, which you guys are generating, is so incredibly important. So the wall and the nail and the Jell-O is certainly tough to get to connect. And it's just like the suicide epidemic that we're facing. And obviously COVID adds to those challenges, but everybody has an obligation to do their part. And what that part is relative, right? I mean, it just is.
Yeah.
But, yes. Very much.
But you guys, yep. But you guys have taken a bull by the horns and just done a tremendous job. So thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Ryan. It has been incredible. When we look at the fact that we opened of 2020, who would have seen what was coming 2 weeks later with a pandemic? We were very fortunate. We were in because the city classifies us as a rehabilitation facility. So thank God we never had to close. Our first 11 days that we were open, we got 46 members. And in such a short amount of time, that truly showed us what a need for something like APC existed in our community that exists everywhere. But we sit here today, just over a year, we are one member shy of 300 members.
Excellent. Yeah, that's, and you guys have done it the right way, because really it's a lot of this role that we find ourselves, it can really get overwhelming. But when you focus on that immediate sphere of influence, first and foremost, right? Like what you've done in Billings,
right,
and really hone in there and create a very dynamic, robust support system, or I guess program. I don't like to use the word program, because I don't think the suicide epidemic is programmatic. I don't think programs necessarily fix the suicide epidemic. And that's just my personal
agree.
Opinion.
No, but definitely agree.
Yeah. There is opportunity to hone in and start that just immediate sphere of influence support, and then expand from there. And it sounds to me like that is certainly on your radar. So we'll get into that here in a few minutes. But so talk to me a little bit more about how the program works, the cost for participants, who you're exactly and precisely able to support, and et cetera.
We support all veterans and active military personnel. The cost of our program is $19.95 a month, but nobody is turned away if they do not have the financial resources to cover that. We have been very fortunate that there are individuals in our community, as well as businesses, that support our efforts and will either sponsor a member on a monthly basis or sponsor them for a year at a time. And so that's what the cost is. There's nothing extra included in their memberships. They have full use of the gym. They can attend any of the yoga classes. Personal trainers are available to them for whatever they need. We have an app that's part of our program, so they can track their workouts and all of that kind of stuff, which is really nice. The program is successful because of what it creates within the facility. And what it creates is community.
Yep.
And so when you walk in the door, you don't see the gym. You see a big lounge area and a front desk. And so a lot of our veterans come in and they just sit and talk, and they can talk for hours. And so it's the creation of the instant community. There's the instant understanding that I have something in common with this individual. And so it makes the trust almost automatic, for lack of a better description.
Right.
We had a situation a week ago. We have a member who winters, who snowbirds down in Arizona, and he'd been back, and it was his second day back in the gym. He's a Vietnam veteran. We have another Vietnam veteran who had lost both of his legs and had just gotten his second prosthetic leg and was taking his first steps for the first time in 3 years. And so those two had never met each other before. And we introduced him that morning. And the one gentleman, you know, goes off and he's on the rower, and we are helping our other veteran with, he's walking. And Steve, the one on the rower, sees Don walking, gets up, walks over to him, stands at attention, and saluted him. He had known the man for 20 minutes. And it was the most incredible experience to see them have that moment. And we see stuff like that all the time.
Sure.
We also have the Marine Poolies, the young men and women who have signed to join the Marines but have not gone to boot camp yet. And we do high intensity interval training classes with them, preparing them to go off to boot camp. We also work with the Air Force recruits, their delayed entry program. Mm-hmm. And about the third time we worked with them, I looked at Mitch and I said, you realize our mission statement just came full circle. Because these men and women now, they will go do their military service, whether they do their first 4 years or whether they make a career out of it. But when they come back, they have a community to return to. They don't have to go sit at home alone, not have anybody around them, and just feel isolated and like no one understands. They will immediately return to a community that understands them. That was huge for us.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Well, it's easy to see the passion in your guys's, pursuit, and obviously your pursuit equals your mission. Your mission, is, you know, just, it bleeds from your heart. So thank you guys very much for, you know, just really taking the initiative and getting this thing, you know, rolling. It's grown exponentially in just a short amount of time. So that's incredible. So I want to switch gears a little bit, because you guys have talked about, you know, the culture that you've bred inside APC facility, the walls, and it's really easy to, you know, to see how people are functioning in your facility. But I'm curious, because, you know, as part of this career and transition support project, our intent is to obviously highlight programs and resources, or people and stories, maybe, instead of programs, but really to highlight the peripheral support components that will help somebody become, you know, really strong, healthy physically, and really well in general. But then how does that correlate? Let's talk a little bit how you are seeing it correlating with somebody's success outside of the gym. So because you have intimate and connections or intimate connections and relationships with a lot of these folks, I presume, can you share what you're seeing in these vets as it relates to their success in daily life? And then more pointedly, work as it relates to the physical health and wellness side of this?
You bet. When the people that come in are obviously at all different stages of life. Yep. We have young people who served in Desert Storm and OIF and OEF, and we have Vietnam veterans who are retired. And so you have such a huge age range. And so when you're looking at the older members, for them, it's not as much about going back to work, but it's about their home life and their social life, and seeing them increase their, improve their relationships at home and improve their relationships socially, do more things socially. But when you start looking at some of the younger ones, when it comes to career in particular, I mean, I look at one of our very, very first members who came in, and he started coming in 6 days a week. And I mean, he was busting his butt. And he is somebody who suffered from a great deal of PTSD, and really working was kind of a struggle, was doing more of an isolated job, kind of driving and delivering stuff. And so we have watched him over the course of the last year now, to the point where, well, sad for us, we don't get to see him as often because his new career takes him so away. Many places. But he is now very, very politically and involved and motivated, working with Veterans for America. Mm-hmm. And so he has changed completely, and now is literally devoting all of his time and energy to improving the lives of veterans when it comes to policies and the politics, not only at the state level, but at the national level. And he has spoken to the fact that if he hadn't had a starting point like he had here, he doesn't know if he'd be doing what he was doing today.
Yes. Excellent. Wow. That's powerful.
And so
Oh, go ahead.
We've
go
seen ahead. Huge growth in so many of our members.
Of them, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. And I think you hit on every one of the thrive factors that I like to highlight in the work that I do, not only, you know, with the VA as a community employment coordinator, but through Impact Montana, and just personally, I've had to, kind of like you guys have had to, utilize some of my experiences and put that into energy and motion to help myself out of precarious situations. But those thrive factors, I mean, you talked social wellness, you talked career wellness, you talked physical health and wellness. There's a financial wellness piece of this because they're having limited burden being mm-hmm. a part of your community. And yeah, it's powerful how all of those things, when you start somewhere and have ability to build that up. And I think the cornerstone is relative. There's spiritual health and wellness there as well. But that cornerstone, and in this case, it sounds like the cornerstone for this individual was that physical health and wellness, and that propelled him to greater heights. So that's fantastic.
I think some of the biggest ones that we see are the family improvements. I mean,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a young man who, you know, because of his chemical usage, has been estranged from his two daughters for years, like 6 years. Mm-hmm. And just in the last few months, he has started to reconnect with them, and watching him navigate that and being there to help him navigate that and have the confidence to do that, even though he feels some guilt and some remorse for those 6 years that he was absent, watching him navigate that now is so beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
And to see them, those are the stories I think we hear the most.
We hear the most of, yeah.
Yeah, those stories, especially as someone replaces some of the, you know, the toxic chemicals, the, you know, the drugs, the alcohol, and that high that the brain gets from them with physical fitness and generating mm-hmm. natural yeah. chemicals as a result of physical health and wellness and fitness, man, it does make relationships that much easier to negotiate and manage, and life in general just becomes so much easier to negotiate and manage when your brain is functioning the way it's supposed to, right? And it's so powerful. Excellent.
And that's, you know, that is so true. And then that's one of my big statements when I talk to people. It's like, move your body, works your mind.
Yeah.
And it just gets things going.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, excellent.
We could go on. We've had, you know, like I said, 300 members come through the door, and just, you know, I can do another Vietnam vet who came to us and was talking, and every day he talked about, I think about committing suicide every day. Mm-hmm. I don't just feel I'm here or whatever. And the guy just got into working out more and more and making himself better. And one day he came in here just last week, I think, and he's like more involved with his wife. And he said, for the first time, I went through this week without thinking about suicide. Mm. And that's what it's all about. That's what we want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think I know the answer to this next question, but it's certainly a part of our conversation. So if you guys could give advice to the vets out there, and perhaps this is vets who aren't using APC in the Billings area, or vets across the state who maybe don't have access to a facility such as APC, there's other ways to negotiate this, but if you could give advice to vets struggling with pain, anxiety, depression, or maybe any other challenge in general, what would you give as advice to them as it relates to being physically active?
Move your body every single day. It is so critical. And we'll have people say, well, you know, I have a job and I load trucks for a living. That's fine. That's your job. Okay. That's not the part we're talking about. Go for a walk, go for a run, do some stretching. sit there and see if you can touch your toes anymore. move your joints, move everything every day in a deliberate fashion, because that creates a chemical in your brain that doesn't get created any other way that will help you feel better and get healthier. We had an amputee, and he would come in, and there were days when he would have phantom pain and it would be so horrible. And he would come to the gym anyway, and he would come in and he would just do a monster workout. And by the end of the workout, his phantom pain was gone. And so sometimes it's just part of moving through whatever is happening that day and that degree of pain. I mean, obviously we get a lot of people with a lot of different injuries and ailments. And we have someone right now who's just got very, very reduced circulation in his legs, but he comes in and walks every single day. And when he can't take the pain, he sits down and rubs his legs, then gets up and walks some more. And after about 20 minutes, he's good to go. But it's sometimes you have to keep moving to push through the pain and get, and just kind of get over that hump. It's so critical to just move your body every day. And it's a saying that's been around forever. A body in motion stays in motion. A body at rest, well, there you go.
Yes. A body at rest is going to develop some pain over some point of time. Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, especially, you know, the extracurricular work that I've been involved with, the two biggest debilitating factors that I've seen that contribute to just poor overall health and wellness is, are pain and stress management. I mean, if someone isn't able to manage their pain or stress and actually, you know, we know that through science, pain is a result of stress in the body. And that's, you know,
that's
of a variety of, you know, reasons for that. But pain and stress are certainly two very debilitating factors and will prevent somebody from wanting to move. But you guys you're spot on. And that movement is so incredibly important. And then, you know, just even committing to 15 to 30 minutes going on a walk.
That's all you need to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Yep. That's very good recipe for getting into motion. So yes.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be hours.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. And really, you know, like you said earlier, there's a lot of excuses. It's so easy to make excuses. Well, I don't have 15 minutes. I'm working all day, or you know, whatever, but goodness gracious, you have to generate that margin. You have to increase that time for the 15 minutes to be a part of your schedule. And really, it has to be prioritized. At the end of the day, it has to be a priority. So,
it does. And you have to acknowledge that you have value. And if you value yourself, then you will give yourself that 15 or 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Mitch gives a great example that there's 24 hours in a day.
You sleep 8 of it. There's a lot more time in the day.
Maybe work eight.
Hey, you only used what, 16 hours of it?
Yep.
There's more time there.
Yep.
There's 8 more hours in that day you can find.
Yes, sir. Well, you guys are spot on. And certainly I appreciate the time we've had to spend together. Real quick, for those who maybe aren't familiar beyond our conversation today, how can they get a hold of you to talk more about APC or just maybe learn more in general?
They can, if they're in the Billings area, they can come and visit us at 1420 Broadwater, or they can give us a call at 406-281-3848. A lot about us is on our Facebook page. So we're on Facebook and Instagram. And then our website is www.adaptiveperformancecenter.org.
All right. Excellent. Well, thank you guys.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, you bet. So that is going to be a wrap on this week's version of the JCF Career and Transition Support Podcast. Thank you for joining me today, Mitch and Karen, and sharing APC. That's a lot of good stuff. And as always, it's a lot of fun to talk to you guys. So
thanks, Ryan. Thanks, Ryan.
Yep. Thank you. And for our listeners, please make sure to share this podcast with anyone that may benefit from APC support. And maybe it's somebody that you know that lives in the Billings area, if you do not perhaps live in Billings. But sharing is always very powerful. So please share APC with your peers. And again, if you have any recommendations for future podcasts or would like to be a part of what JCF is doing, please send the team a message through the Contact Us page at the Montana JCF website, which is www.montanajcf.org. And the JCF team will make sure to connect with you ASAP. So get outside and enjoy the spring weather. I think we're going to transition probably to summer here shortly, hopefully. And until next time, take care, everyone.